This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The only time I've ever been on the stage before was accepting one of these on behalf of our dear friend Heath Ledger, and that was complicated and challenging for me, and in the middle of speaking I glanced up and Robert Downey Jr. caught my eye and gave me a look of love and support, the same look he's giving me now, the same love and support he's shown so many people in our community over so many years.
I thought that was kind of a nice moment last night, the Golden Globes. Jennifer, Christopher Nolan honoring the star of The Dark Knight, Heath Ledger. Wasn't it? He did the Back Broke Mountain or something. What was the name of that?
Broke back.
Mountain? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. But it was a nice, I thought it was, he won for the film of the year, Oppenheimer, a lot of awards last night. I think it was well-deserved, very good story. The fellow who starred, kind of quirky, Emily Blunt, was in it with Matt Damon, and she obviously, there was a moment on stage when she was whispering back and forth into Matt Damon's ear, which I thought was kind of cute, and he hers, and, you know, it's just a lot of love, and it's good. Yeah, is it the real world? It's the real world of Hollywood. Jennifer lives in Los Angeles. I live part-time there. It's a company town. Without the in entertainment business, there'd be nothing.
Pretty true these days.
Washed out. Yeah, it really is. So anyway, it was kind of nice. It was one of the better shows I've seen of this ilk for quite a long time. And so, let's see. We had Paul Giamatti. Who else? I'm trying to think of who were some of the other winners. What did I tell you, James?
We have Robert Downey Jr.
That's right. Yeah, let's have a little bit of him. I think this is good, too.
Yeah, yeah. I took a beta blocker, so this is going to be a breeze. A sweeping story about the ethical dilemma of nuclear weapons grosses $1 billion. Is that track? No. Unless, and but, because Universal went all in on Christopher Nolan to direct Cillian Murphy, with Emma Thomas producing, with Emily and Florence and this cast and crew, and help them render a masterpiece.
Yeah. It was. It was a good movie, I thought. So, anyway, probably could have done without the gut.
I know, without the cursing, maybe. But
well, listen, that is what it is. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, this is Monday, the 8th of January. Welcome in again to our new friends and listeners. I hope they'll all become our friends listening on WYOH in Youngstown, Ohio. Nice to be in the Buckeye State. I think we have four or five stations actually around Ohio, so that's a good deal. Some of the things that I do on this program with Jennifer and with Jay. Jay's off for the next couple of days, so we have the blessing of Jennifer here contributing to what I have come up with, or, you know, some of the things that I don't come up with that I think I should come up with. This is one of the things that I saw a study on. When I travel, it's dangerous because I read all of these. I don't read books. I read magazines and newspapers. I actually found a copy when I got on the plane yesterday in L.A. of the L.A. Times, and I grabbed it. You never see copies. I mean, I don't see them on the plane. They used to be on the planes all the time, but and now, so I read through some of the things. And one of the things that came through was a discussion of in one of the back sections of rest and whether or not you're getting enough rest. The activities that you go through every day, sometimes I find the activities I'm involved in, some of them, to be restful. And that's good, because it isn't just at night that you get your rest, but I think a lot of people just don't get enough restorative rest. The things that recharge your mental abilities and your physical batteries, and the things that are not the same, it isn't necessarily that it has to be passive. A lot of people get it from exercising, right? You go out and run yourself ragged, and you're really ready for a good rest after that. It puts your body and sometimes your mind at ease, or puts it in a different place, and then it's at ease when you stop. And all of those things are good. What do you do, Jennifer, for relaxation? Seriously. I know that this is part of being on with me is relaxing, but
yeah, it's hard because I don't make enough priority to relax, but I want to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably get a massage once a month.
Those are always
I'd like to take more time to just get out and take a walk because I'm inside way too much. So that's kind of a New Year's resolution of mine. Because I do like to do that. It relaxes me just to be outside and to connect with nature and ground yourself a little bit. I think talking to my friends and family, that helps relax me. We talked earlier in the program about a bath, and I do take occasional bubble baths and read a little bit, those kinds of things. I think those are mostly what I do to relax, and there should probably be more, but, you know, life is busy, as we all know.
Yep. It keeps on, keeps on ticking?
That's
like
right.
Like the Timex watch. All right. So we've found ourselves in a situation, and again, maybe you'll tell me, we hand off credit to Mike Johnson, Dewey, for the congressional approval. They've reached a deal to fund the government and avert another shutdown. But how long does this last? How long do we another kick the can down the road?
Well, is it going to get passed? Because the government's set to shut down. I think it's January 19th, I think, is the day. And so, yes, there's a deal between House and Senate leadership, but are they going to have the votes? And I think that's going to be the question, because you probably got some people on the far right who aren't going to love all of this. But it is
it's
a feather in the
them.
Hat. Yeah, it's a feather in the hat for Mike Johnson, who's been proving that he's capable of doing this job, right? And so no one even knew who he was a few months ago. So they created this deal that would do broader government funding, and there's some compromises as well. This was announced on Sunday afternoon. Funding limits for the military and domestic programs for the fiscal year that began on October 1st, allowing House and Senate appropriators to begin hashing out differences between a dozen annual spending bills. 12 days is when the next government shutdown would happen. I guess they negotiated with Chuck Schumer, so that was the, you know, kind of the bipartisan nature, right? Senate and the House.
Right.
Defense funding is set at $886 billion for the current fiscal year. It's a lot.
Way too much. Yeah,
they've got tens of billions of dollars agreed to go alongside to limit debt, however, so they've got some cuts. We'll see. Non-defense budgets remain flat, so nothing really increases, which I guess would be a win for the conservatives. Yeah. All in all, the thing that bothers me is that we could go through and cut the heck out of government, and you'd be able to give people money back with our tax dollars. I mean, we don't have an issue about raising money for the government. It's that these guys just spend, and
borrow.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I can read you these numbers, but how many of us can really visualize $773 billion in one line item? You can't.
No, never mind that. The $34 trillion that we're in debt, and it goes to $50 trillion if things don't stop the way they're spending between now and... And it's all back to representative government, what we were talking about earlier in the program. The two parties have a stranglehold on the system, and they do what they want to do, and the public be damned. There are some people that get excited about certain figures, and some people think this one party is better than the other. They both suck. They both don't do... They suck. That's the bottom line. All right, so this impeachment for the Secretary of Homeland Security, is this going any place? I know you don't like this guy, and I don't much like him either. I don't see that he's done anything. He's a lot of hot air, but he's the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in 150 years. So what is it? Well, you want to give us a... I know you're on top of this more than I am. Alexandro Mayorkas... What is Alejandro. He accused of, Alejandro, him too, Yeah, so what is
not
he
doing
actually...
his job. He's the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and people are running into the country left and right. So, I think it's as far as what your job is to secure the homeland when you're the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And if you think an open border is a problem, then you think that he isn't doing his job right. And I've said for a long time that this is for the impeachments available. If you wanted to get rid of someone, this is the guy that is just asking for it, right? I mean, he is the one who is just totally not doing his job. He says that everything's under control. He lies.
Baloney.
I mean, all you have to do is
not
have two lies.
Not under control at all.
No.
That's crazy.
There's no control.
No.
I mean, having court dates handed out for people coming into the country anywhere between 5 and 10 years from now, give me a break.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So
the
proceedings will start on Wednesday, but he is going to go and show up at the border today to make it look like he's doing something. I think he's been in this preservation mode where he's been doing a lot of interviews all of a sudden over the last few days since the impeachment inquiry was announced.
Yeah. All right. Why was Defense Secretary Austin's hospital stay kept secret for as many days as what Biden, the people in the White House didn't even know the guy was in the hospital? So why?
This is not how it's supposed to go. So according to the reports, I guess he had, and this is Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, he had a surgery, what they call an elective surgery, so whatever that means, on December 22nd. He came home on I think it was January 1st or 2nd. He started having problems, had to call an ambulance, and went to Walter Reed. And that's when the problems began, because nobody was notified within the Biden administration. Congress was not notified that this guy was in intensive care. So it's a problem. Now, he's still in the hospital today, but apparently now people know at least that he's there. It shows a couple of things. Is there a lack of, like, respect for the Biden administration? I mean, you would think even if you wanted to keep it quiet from Congress or from the public, that at least the president should know if the Secretary of Defense is compromised. And that's a real issue when it comes to respect. And I don't know how Biden's going to answer it. I guess we'll find out later on when they have a press conference today.
Nikki Haley has acknowledged something we've all been waiting. We've been holding our breath to hear her acknowledge that the Civil War was about slavery.
Okay, good. Phew.
She's, by the way, she's ahead of the other Republican challengers in New York in New Hampshire by 19 points. She's going to probably win the New Hampshire primary, which is next month. And who knows what's going on in Iowa. I know they're all there beating the bushes this week. So anyway, DeSantis is supposed to be running Florida. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? 18 after on Good Day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Air airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Now, 23 after the hour, good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. Normally, we spend a lot of time during this portion, I shouldn't say a lot of time, four or five minutes, talking about some celebrity news that's trending on social media. And one of the names that's in that list today is Dan Aykroyd. Most people, if you're over 50, here's the test, though. James Collins is at the studio, our main studio in Dallas, and he's not exactly tuned in to some of the older entertainers. So, James, you know who Dan Aykroyd is?
It's one of those names that I know, but I wouldn't be able to tell you where they're from or what they do, you know?
All right. Well, he's made the list, not necessarily because of what he's doing, but because what his teenage daughter admitted to having done. And that's why we have him and his oldest daughter in our focus. And so we get to that story right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And what about this innocent rubber doll, which you market under the name Johnny Switchblade? Press his head, and 2 sharp knives spring from his arms. Mr. Mainway, I'm afraid this is by no means a safe toy.
Okay, I just want to correct you on one thing here, okay? First of all, the full name of this product, as appears in stores all over the country, is Johnny Switchblade Adventure Punk. nothing goes wrong. These little girls buy them. They play stories.
In case you've forgotten who Dan Aykroyd was, there he is with Jane Curtin doing a skit on the old SNL back in the 70s. So here's the story that brings him face-to-face with accountability. Apparently, his daughter had a big party at their house. And then it was discovered that the wine that was served to her friends, I guess Daddy wasn't home, the admission, I guess, as a matter of it, his daughter is Danielle, and she's known as Vera Sola. She is an actress of sorts. Anyway, they had a party at home, and her friends, she and her friends had finished off each a bottle of wine that's worth $900 a bottle. So who in the world even is interested in that? What the heck? So anyway, $900 a bottle. He was in a group of former SNL stars like Jim Belushi and Kevin Nealon, and so they got to talking about their family life and what it was like to have children and what they do. And so Dan Aykroyd told the story about the case of wine, $900 a bottle, that his child served to their friends. Anyway, there are a lot of these. I think some of these podcasts can be kind of interesting. There are a lot of people. There's a Ghostbusters podcast, I think. Actually, Aykroyd has a new one calling History of the World in Six Glasses. And that is, you know, something about his drink. He's always had a, I don't know if he has a problem drinking. I think he does a little bit, as a lot of these people that get involved in showbiz, they get involved in beer and wine and spirits and drugs and stuff. But anyway, I thought it was interesting. $900 a bottle. Who's got some of that wine at home, please? It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
USA's Laura Winters. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed Idaho's abortion ban to go into effect for now. They also have agreed to hear an appeal in the case, scheduling arguments for April. The court's order is the first time it has weighed in on that state's criminal law banning abortion since the High Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Just another manic Monday. Wish you were Sunday. That's not Monday.
I was kind of hoping I didn't have to get up. Karen's usually better at these speeches, right, though? Do you want to get up instead? Do you want to... Yeah, you take it instead. Thanks to the Golden Globes. This is really heavy. Thank you, Jesse, for casting me in this, and Francine for putting me in front of Jesse. And this show is... it's changed my life. And everybody in it was amazing. The cast, the crew were fantastic. This was a team effort. It was always a team, and that was what made the show amazing, I think, to be a part of. Thank you to my husband for holding my hand. And thank you to George and my daughter for also changing my life in different ways. Jenny for always being there, Billy, Scott, Anne, Liz and Heidi, everyone at HBO, Casey, Nora, Francesca, everybody.
So in case you don't recognize her voice, because it doesn't sound like her voice on Succession, that's Sarah Snook, who won for the best actress in a television series in well-deserved. I thought her outfit maybe left a little bit to be desired. But I find her very lovable, frankly. I think she's very cool. So anyway, there were a lot of little things at the Golden Globes last night. Apparently, Timothy Chalamet came in late with Kylie Jenner, and everybody noticed it. People also noticed Jim Gaffigan, the right name. He's a gaffer, and what a gaff. He cracked a pedophile joke, and it didn't go. It went over like a lead balloon as well. I don't get him anyway at all. But there were a lot of smiles, and there were the usual fashion things that women talk about, so it was good. I enjoyed watching much of it myself, and I hope if you watched it, you did as well. Here's some good news. A hero dad saving a woman and a three-year-old daughter after he saw their car being swept away in a river that was basically flooded out. Fellow's name is Liam Stitch. Leapt into action fighting a raging torrent after hearing the women screaming, "Help me, help me! Save my baby!" The video shows the woman's car being dragged under a footbridge as floods. There were floods, and there are going to be more, frankly, this week because the weather is as it is. The one snowstorm that came across the country and is now gone, as we get into midweek here in the Northeast anyway, 50, 55 degree weather with rain, melt all the snow, flooding, and these sorts of things. Not that they happen frequently, but a danger because of flooding. So we have either feast or famine, don't we, when it comes to wetlands and having enough water and where it's dry and where it isn't. There's another storm headed across the country this week, so it's on about the same timeline. Get to the Northeast over next weekend. But at any rate, the weather, what do we do about it? You're going to have to just adapt. One of the things going on today that I wanted to comment on before we get to Mary O'Malley, who is our resident mystic and psychic and just all around very helpful human being. The trial begins today of Wayne LaPierre. Those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know a couple of, well, you probably know a lot. I'm pretty much who I am is who I am, and what you hear is what you get. And I have been a member of the NRA since I was in high school. I learned how to shoot a gun when I was in the NRA, the rifle club, in high school. I have lived on a farm all of my life. I don't own a gun, but I certainly know how to use one. And because I belong to the NRA and supported most of the principles, I became focused on someone that frankly I interviewed him once and I didn't like him. I didn't like him when he came in. I didn't like his arrogance. I didn't like his point of view. I just didn't like him. And many of you who belong to the NRA know who I'm talking about, Wayne LaPierre. There's a civil trial against the NRA because of him and his activity and being the coward that he is. He resigned over the weekend, citing health reasons. The investigation into his role back to 2019, corruption, financial fraud. The lawsuit, in fact, alleges that LaPierre, the coward that he is, used millions of dollars to fund personal experiences. And so, this is a nonprofit thing, and he was paying himself. He was spending $100,000 a year for things that are incidental. Got paid over $1 million a year. I just, as I said, I never liked him. I always thought he was a crook and a sneak, and this sort of solidifies that in my mind. So let's see what happens with that trial. In a moment, Mary O'Malley will be here to motivate you. I want to talk about success with her mediumship. And whether interacting with dead relatives is something that happens more at the beginning of the year. Is there a time for this, a place for this? Yes or no? We get to that after these words here on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, 42 past the hour now. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Mary O'Malley joins us. She is probably the most competent psychic or medium. She has a great website that you can visit and actually get an appointment with her, soulscout.com. I always wonder about motivation. What gets people, when people come to you, why are they motivated? Why is it success usually, or is it opportunity, or is it just trying to take back what maybe they had, good luck? Now, there are, I think there are lots of different reasons to go to someone like you, but there's nobody like you, so you're unique, for consultation. And here we are at the beginning of the new year. Will it be your year for success? Can you be helped by Mary to prepare for your success to happen? That's part of the motivation of coming to see Mary and wanting to hear what she has to say. All right, am I safe on any or all of those statements?
Yes, safe in any and all of those statements.
Okay.
Especially this time of year, people are making new plans, new decisions.
Yep.
My spirit guides told me that last year, and I know a lot of people identify with this, is a lot of tearing the old things down, letting things go. And it was, you know, painful for a lot of people. This year looks like it's all going to get better, but it does so in a series of building blocks. Yeah. And so
goes up, what goes up must come down sort of thing. You know, what I was looking at here was fact that more Americans got divorced last year in terms of actual numbers than ever before in the history of our country.
Really?
And so you think about marriage and the fact that it binds two people together and then divorce. Do people come to you and ask, should I marry this person? And, you know, or is that
no,
dangerous?
They never ask, should I marry this person? They always ask, should I divorce this person?
Yeah, well, that's what I wondered. Yeah. Is it time
to get a divorce?
Because,
when you're talking about marriage, at that point, you're pretty sure about the person, right? You feel like you are, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. And so you get the guidance that's necessary. So how would that work? I was divorced a long time ago. Heavens, I was divorced when I was 30. And never got married again. And some of my friends think that's because I'm not big in making commitments. Whether that's true or not, maybe you can tell me that sometimes, but at some point. When it comes to divorce, do you need to be? I would think that part of your success is being frank with people. They come to you for good, solid advice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to divorce, the questions that come up, do people say, is my husband cheating on me or my wife cheating on me? Do you get those sorts of questions?
I don't get a lot of those. I did when I worked someplace where they, you know, charge $20 for reading, right?
Right.
So,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't get that. Most of the people I work with are at a level right now where they can kind of trust themselves. But there's other, you know, there's how are they treating each other? There's a lot of communication issues. There's a lot of unreasonable expectations. But I would say more than half the time when I look beneath it, there's still love there. So I tell people there's still love there. You know, if you can just take a deep breath and stop the momentum, you know, back up a little bit. So,
but it's too easy today to get married. There are a lot of people who talk about, you know, we transition from our starter marriage into real marriage. That's a lot of times because people get married too young. I remember I wasn't very good at grieving. Even when my folks passed away, when I got divorced, I think the thing that troubled me more was what are we going to do about the children? And that we worked out. And as it turned out, my wife was someone who I was close to through her entire life. I took care of her the last year of her life, but I wasn't married to her. She died at 65, and we had been married for 35 years. But it was just always, and I wonder sometimes, I don't know that I've asked you this, is she, I feel like she's around me all the time. And my children feel like she's around all the time, like she hasn't left.
What's her first name?
Tony.
So, yeah, she definitely is around you guys a lot. A lot. I think that you guys were soul friends.
Yeah.
So she'll be your friend in the afterlife, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's been always a connection there.
Yeah, I was told by a medium once that she killed me in a past life. So, now listen, stranger things have happened. I know she wanted to a number of times in this life, too. But,
we do that, you know, as soul groups have different experiences with each other. Mm-hmm. But she's around. Yeah. I like her energy. It's very,
she's
watches over everybody, especially the grandkids.
She's there. So do more Americans believe in this sort of thing? Is America the best place to find people like you, or are there other countries? I always remember thinking a lot when I started to spend a lot of time in England that there were a lot of mediums
mediums in England and really all over, because, you know, it's all over because all of humanity has the ability to do this. Mm-hmm. But it's like Spirit told me, it's like running. Everybody can run, but some people naturally run faster than others, right?
Yep.
So all over the world, there are people that are, you know, the communities look to for that spiritual connection.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm looking at a survey of U.S. adults. 53% say that a dead family member has visited them. 34% said they have felt the presence of a dead relative. 28% have told a dead relative about their life. 15% have had a deceased family member communicate with them. But, you know, at least half of Americans or more say that they have had some kind of experience, even in the last year.
Those are the ones that admit it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't want to admit it because they think that, you know, it's against their religion or whatever the heck.
Or it just freaks them out.
Yeah, it does. All right, so Mary, where do we go to get a good reading? What's the address?
Oh, thesoulscout.net. And, that's where you can find me.
That's it. Soulscout.net. Find Mary O'Malley at soulscout.net. Here on the Good Day program, we found ourselves at 10 minutes 40.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Chuck Curry, who's here. He's our movie man, Movie Moments. He joins us every day at this time to talk about film and television, that sort of thing. And so here we are with the theme from Fame. How does that play into our lives today, Mr. Chuck?
Well, this day in TV history, Doug, which is January 8th, 1982, Fame premiered on NBC. Which is a long time ago. I like that song. I like that show. I mean, I don't remember it completely, but I remember enjoying it. But it's hard to believe that premiered way, way back in 1982.
Yep.
Irene Cara, I believe, the year before last, very young.
Yeah. Oppenheimer, Succession pretty much dominated the Globes last night. I thought it was a fairly interesting show. You and I were talking before we went on about what a waste of time the host was, why they come up with these guys.
Here's the deal. I think the Globes actually came back this year, aired on CBS last night. It ran about three hours and 3 minutes. I thought it was a tight broadcast. I did think the host was out of his element and his opening monologue. I hate to rag on people because it's a tough gig. I think they had a hard time getting a host, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that was because most of them didn't realize that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association doesn't own them anymore. Dick Clark Productions bought them, and so it's a whole different thing. Frankly.
Yeah, the host's name was Joe Kay. He's a comic.
Who cares?
I just thought he was flat as a pancake, and his opening monologue was hard to watch. But anyway, the reviews, the critics, for some reason, they should really taking a shot, say the telecast was very good. I thought it was fine. Listen, every big star in the industry was in that room. like everybody. Yep. Even Kevin Costner, which I felt sort of like, you know, all the hoopla and bad publicity Kevin Costner's gotten out of, you know, the whole way his arc is going to end on Yellowstone, leaving the show, disagreement with the showrunner.
You notice he was sitting next to, I thought he and Harrison Ford, you could see every time there's a takeaway, the two of them were talking because they were sitting next to each other.
I thought being on that telecast, Kevin Costner was a presenter, so I thought it sort of humanized him again in a strange way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was actually good for him. But I
Oppenheimer
is going to be a major player, obviously, come Oscar time.
Probably the
odds on favorite to win the best picture.
Yeah. Oscar. Well, it is. It's a, for a change. It's a picture that most people went to see, and they got something good out of it, and the stars were great. And they obviously liked each other. You saw Elizabeth Blunt whispering in Matt Damon's ear last night when they were up on the. So it was kind of. It was just.
Listen, if I'm ABC and I'm the showrunner of the Oscars in the next few months, I'll do everything in my power to get Taylor Swift on the telecast because that's going to that's going to get ratings, right?
Yeah,
it's going to get ratings.
There.
Listen, they got there's a lot of bigger high profile movies this year, so the Oscars should. You know, the interest is going to be more than it has been in the last few years, that's for sure.
Bobby, at first I thought Billie Eilish looked ridiculous, and then I listened to her and how much love she has for her brother and the family
really
stuff,
good.
And then I thought she was quite nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I do agree.
Right. Yep. All right, so what do we have for box office totals for this past weekend? How do they shape up?
A couple interesting things. Wonka was number one again, 14.4, 164 million to date domestically, 465 million worldwide. That on a budget of a little over 100 million. So film's quite popular. I would assume that Warner Brothers is giving serious thought to making this into a franchise, and it'll be sequelized. New horror film from Blumhouse, Night Swim, 12 million in business came in second. Again, this production company, Doug, can make movies at a reasonable production cost, $15 million to make. That's not a lot of money. Aquaman 2, 10.6, $100 million to date. Migration, $10 million, $78 million in 3 weeks. And No One But You, which is a rom-com.
Good movie. It's a good movie.
Sydney Sweeney. It was up 8% week to week. That means people are seeking the film out. This will be a hit, 9.5, $43 million to date. Pretty good, actually.
You know what? I saw Ferrari over the weekend. I was amazed. I liked it a lot, and I didn't recognize Adam Driver for the first half hour of the movie. I'd forgotten he was the star. Shailene Woodley plays his paramour, if you will, and his wife is played by Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
They were both excellent. I thought all three were excellent. And the story is very gritty about the realities of the
Michael
car
Mantle.
Racing business.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Well, that's probably why it was so gritty. It was pretty direct and
gruesome
a little bit. But I thought it was a good movie worth going to see. So my recommendation is, if you have time, go see it. All right, Ferrari it's called. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.